We continue our series on the names of God from the Old Testament. And this week we're looking at the name Yahweh, often just spelt with the capital letters YHWH, Yahweh. And that's the way that it is translated or written in the Hebrew in this chapter, particularly in verse 14. Before we go into that, I want to just sort of think about how we relate to God. I don't know how you relate to God, but we relate to God in many ways. And when I'm speaking with people, I hear many descriptions of God. Friend. It's a great description of God, isn't it? God is my friend. Others talk about God being their saviour or provider. God, their comforter, the King, the Lord, closer than anything. And very often we are in a very comfortable relationship with God, aren't we? And that's one of the great things about our faith, about the Christian faith, is that God is in an intimate relationship with us, his people. And he longs to be part of our story. But as we come to this word Yahweh, the description of God upon himself, we see a different dimension of God, and one that very often we have lost in our familiarity with God. Yahweh is that of God being Lord, God being a holy God. So we're focusing on this name of God. It's used more than any other name of God in the Bible. In fact, it's mentioned 6,519 times in the Old Testament. And I thought a good sermon would be going through every one of them. But it might take us a while. But it's a promised name of God. It's the name of God which is too holy to voice by Jewish tradition. And it comes from the Hebrew letters Yod, Yeh, Vav, and He. And that name of God, first used in Genesis chapter 2, but most notably here in Exodus chapter 3. During the 3rd century AD, the Jewish people stopped saying this name for fear of contravening the commandment, Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord God in vain. And they were fearful that however they did it, they may just be taking God's name in vain. I wonder if we have such a reverence for God's name. If we ever stop to think about how we use God's name. It's so easy to just use God's name flippantly, isn't it? How many times do you hear somebody say, Oh my God? Is that using God's name in a reverent way? You also hear them saying things like, Jesus Christ. Or simply, God. And as we look at the name Yahweh, we have to ask ourselves, is it acceptable to use the name of our God, our Father, in such a way? What did Jesus do when he was teaching his disciples to pray? He starts off, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed is thy name. The sense that God's name, the very use of God's name is something to be hallowed, something to be used carefully, something to be used reverently. How do you use God's name in your everyday conversation, your everyday talking? How do you use the name of our Lord? Do you need to change your language? Do you need to change the way that you use God's name? As a result, often Adonai is substituted for the word Yahweh in the New Testament, in the use in Jewish culture. So as we come to Yahweh, the name of God, we recognize it's a holy name, a hallowed name. And if you look through your Bibles, you will often see the word Lord in capital letters in a lot of translations. Have you noticed that? And as you see that, that's every time the word Yahweh is used. The word Lord in capitals is written in the Bibles. Let's look at this name. Let's look at Moses' encounter with God. And it starts in verse 5. And I want to say, Yahweh is a holy God who has a holy presence. A holy God who has a holy presence. We take the presence of God as something to be taken for granted. We are very excited that God turns up and God speaks to life. And isn't it great, the testimonies this morning? Weren't they fantastic? To hear what God has done in young people's lives, I just get thrilled by that. To hear the stories of what God's doing. But the presence of God is not something we should take for granted. The presence of God is the presence of a holy God and therefore becomes a holy presence. As Moses approached the presence of God in that burning bush, what do we see? Take off your shoes, for where you are is a holy place. When was the last time you experienced the holiness of God? The holiness of being in the presence of God. When was the last time we stopped to think about what it means to be in the presence of God? And that is a holy God. A holy God who has a holy presence. Or do we just think, oh, well, I'm going to church. Yes, I'm going to go meet with God. But we don't recognize the holiness of what we are doing. If you were going to go and meet a celebrity, you might make an effort. If you were going to meet somebody important, you would get maybe dressed up a bit smarter. But we come to meet the presence of a holy God. What preparation do we do for that? And when we're in his presence, how do we stop to reflect the presence of a holy God? In verse 6, as we carry on, talks about a God who was and is. It says here, wait a minute, I've lost the chapter. Help if I didn't turn over two pages at once, wouldn't it? Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. We worship a God who was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. We worship a God who was the God of the burning bush. In fact, every experience of God in the scriptures is the God we worship, and so much more. You can't describe God, you can't understand God, but we know that the God who is the God of creation is the God we meet today. Not a different God, but the same God. It was great as we heard about a young person recognizing the faith of their parents. Well done, parents. Recognizing that. And in this passage, God is saying to Moses, look, I'm not something new. I am the same God of Moses, the same God as Abraham had, the same God of creation, the same God. And we come to that same God recognizing a holy God, a God who longs for us to recognize him. Have we tried to create God in our image. A God of the 21st century that fits what we want God to be. Have we tried to create God as a social media phenomena or something that's convenient? God is the same God that has been through all creation. And as Moses is called out, the place where you are standing is holy ground. I am the same God as the God of Abraham. Let us recognize how great our God is, and how holy he is, and how awesome God is. Let's not bring God down to our level, but let's look up to the holiness of the God we serve and look up to how great he is. So he was a holy God who had a holy presence, and a God who was and is. And in verse 7 we see he is a God of calling. God said to Moses, I have indeed seen the misery of the people in Egypt. I have heard them calling out because of the slave driver, and I am concerned of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from Egypt, from the Egyptians, and to bring them out. And then he says to Moses, and I have chosen you to do it. This call of Moses is God saying, I have seen what's going on, and I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to use you. God says to his church today something very similar. I have seen the trouble the world is in. I have seen the poverty and the stricken. I have seen those who are homeless and those who are needy. I have seen those who are lost, and I am going to send you to do something about it. The holy God of Moses, the holy God of Abraham, the God of presence, the holy God is calling his people to do something about the state of his world. And I've called you. I've come to rescue them, and you are going to be my people. Where's God placed you? Where has this God placed you? Because that's where he's calling you to serve him, to be for him, his presence. But we see, as I think we see in every biblical character, certainly nearly every biblical character, a debate goes on. A debate between Moses and God. Well, how can this be? How can this happen? It happened in many places in Scripture where the people called by God tried to say, tell God, you've got it wrong. And maybe you've done that. And said, God, yeah, you can't use me. I'm no good. I can't be used by you. Just think of my failings, God. And if you can't remember my failings, ask my wife. Or ask my husband. They'll remember my failings. And if they can't remember my failings, I'll give you a list myself of all the reasons I cannot serve you because I'm not good enough. Moses could have done that. After all, he's murdered someone. After all, he's just left it so long. Moses had every right to say, God, you can't use me. But it's still the God of calling who calls each one of us. And as we go down to verse 12, we see the faithful God. And God says, I will be with you. I will be with you. And this will be a sign that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Wow. Wow. This text started with holy place, a holy God in a holy space. It moved on to the God who talked about who he was and who he continues to be. It then goes on to recognize that God's saying something's got to be done about his people in his world. And then he says to Moses, yes, I'm sending you, but you're not going alone. You're going with me. You're going with me. Have you ever felt very alone in your calling that God has put you through? Have you forgotten the promise of God? I will be with you. Isn't that so often in Scripture? The promise of God, I will be with you. Was it not repeated many times? Think about Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Be bold, be confident. Have I not commanded you to be bold and be confident? And I will be with you. And that same calling is the calling that Jesus put upon his disciples in Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, and I will be with you. God will be with you. Look at the person next to you for a moment and just remind them God's going to be with them. God's going to be with you. How many of us believe that? How many of us truly believe God is going to be with us? Or how many think God will be with that person because they're okay, but not with me? God will be with you. The God who calls you, the God who equips you, is the God who will be with you, Yahweh. So a holy space with a holy God who reminds us of his faithfulness throughout generations and millennia. He calls us, having looked at his world, and says, I am sending you. But reminds us that he is a faithful God who will be with us whatever. And then he is a God of revelation. Verse 14. Moses says to God, is it verse 14? I've lost my place a minute. Yeah. God says to Moses, I am who I am. Because in verse 13, Moses says, suppose I go and the Israelites say to them, who is it send me? God says, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Moses asked God the question, who is it that sent me? The Lord God is the one in whom we can trust. The God is the name who is sovereign. It is in Moses who is challenged to put his trust in God and then move towards the role that God has set before him. Maybe Moses' role was a big frightening role. It was a big frightening role, wasn't it? Would you want to go to Pharaoh and say, oh, by the way, Pharaoh, I've got a message from God for you. You've got to let the Israelites go. Is that okay? And you know it wasn't as simple as that. There was plague after plague as Pharaoh needed convincing that it was God who was doing it. But Moses persevered. Moses was faithful because he knew it was the God who was the God, the Lord of all, who was faithful and with him and not going to let him go. And it's where God says, I am who I am. A God who cannot be contained in a single description. A God who is beyond understanding. A God who is holy. A God who calls us into service. Yet a God who was to do so much to redeem his people, Israel, and ultimately take his people through the wilderness into the promised land he promised. That same God who takes us to his promised land. In baptism this morning, we have seen people who have taken the step to follow Jesus. They have heard the cry and the call of the God who says, I am the God of the Alpha and the Omega. The God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of Moses. The God of Jeremiah, the God who sent his son. And I'm calling you to follow me. In this place, this holy place, this sacred place, in the presence of Yahweh, the holy God, we ask ourselves the question, what is our response? Will we hear the call of God to follow today in this space, in this holy space? We ask the question about God. Are you close to me, Lord? Are you here with me? For you are a holy God. Let's each one of us in this sacred space know God's presence.